Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin short squeeze not over as Bitcoin price eyes 17% weekly gains. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And quoting Crypto Capo, short squeeze is not over. $22,500 to $23,000 should be next. And he also shares, I think there's a 90% plus chance you get the chance to buy Bitcoin under $20,000 again. And quoting crypto trader CJ, reclaim the mid or hold the support and we'll likely see a fast move to $23,200. And this just in, breaking news, pro-Bitcoin Pierre declared new leader of the Conservative Party for Canada. That's right, the Bitcoin-friendly right wing won more than 68% of the vote. Also in today's show, buy Bitcoin searches hit a two-year low as Ethereum merge queries see all-time high, according to Google Trends. That's right, the demand and interest in Bitcoin seems to be further fading amongst retail investors, at least according to data from Google Trends. And at the same time, the searches for the upcoming Ethereum merge event have skyrocketed to new all-time highs day before the blockchain's transition to proof of stake. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vinay Pop, thank you Ethereum, nicely following the plan to $2,200. Also in today's show, historically accurate on-chain indicator suggests Bitcoin bottom is in, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. That's right, he says that if Bitcoin sees another leg down or perhaps a capitulation event, that this indicator would strongly suggest that the bottom is in. Also in today's show, Bitcoin veteran Anthony Pompliano disavows crypto price predictions after incorrect $100,000 Bitcoin price forecast, quoting him here. The truth is, I haven't changed my mind on anything. Not only do I still have a deep conviction in Bitcoin and its future potential, but I have also been buying more Bitcoin, both personally and professionally, over the last few months. While my conviction in Bitcoin is deeper than ever, there are a number of things that have changed, though. I'll be breaking this down for you. I'll also be sharing some very bullish Bitcoin price predictions, including Bitcoin hitting $937,000 by 2030. That's right, according to Changely, the crypto exchange, Bitcoin might peak at around $937,000 in 2030, with the crypto trading at an average price of $798,000. And quoting this here, we must think about the long-term implications of Bitcoin and proof-of-work cryptos. Once mined, this will be the next main store of value, as gold once was. The halving is set to occur in 2024, and this will, by definition, increase the U.S. dollar price of Bitcoin by quite a bit. For this reason, I believe this is the time to buy. Once the halving happens, Bitcoin will be worth at least $100,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1044. Bitcoin stayed higher into the September 10th weekly close as optimistic forecasts favored $23,000 next. And here you're checking out the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
$23,000 targets remain in place. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView showed Bitcoin hitting $21,700 on Bitstamp overnight, the most since August 26. Bitcoin managed to conserve its prior gains despite low volume weekend trading conditions being apt to amplify any weakness. And among analysts, excitement was palpable going into the new week, one which should prove pivotal for short-term crypto price action. The Ethereum merge and fresh United States inflation data were the top catalysts expected to influence the market. Quoting material indicators, here's a Saturday view of Bitcoin order book and order flow data. Expect volatility to pick up around next week's economic data. In the meantime, remember, this is a rally. If you don't take profit along the way, you risk giving it all back. And the chart that he shows the Binance order book providing solid resistance near 21,500, a zone which the bulls subsequently appeared to overcome. And for popular crypto trader, Crypto Capo, there was no room for additional upside. Quoting Crypto Capo here, short squeeze is not over. 22,500 to 23,000 should be next. And I think there is a 90% plus chance you get the chance to buy Bitcoin under $20,000 again. And 23,200 was also a target for trader CJ, who eyed various short-term levels for clues as to long and short entry positions. Quoting him here, sweep equal highs at 21,900 and close back below the July mid, and I'll be looking for a short targeting of the monthly open, remain the mid or hold the support, and will likely see a fast move into $23,200. And meanwhile, the weekly close thus looks set for a three-week high. Bitcoin already trading above closing prices for the second half of August. And on the macro, hopes that a sustained risk asset rally would ensue became more vocal as macro economist Zuberg shares here, every time inflation tops, stock market rallies. Every time an RSI momentum is in turning area, UCPI coming out on Tuesday, this time will not be different. Now, July CPI data showed that the U.S. may have already seen peak inflation. What are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments below. And breaking news just in, the Bitcoin-friendly right populist won more than 68% of the vote in Canada. So now we have a pro-Bitcoin leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, buy Bitcoin searches hit a two-year low as Ethereum merge queries see all-time high, according to Google Trends. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin and most of the major cryptos currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up about 1.3% for the day, trading at around 21,600 at the time of this recording, while Ethereum is up almost 2.5%, trading at around $1,800, while Binance Coin and Avalanche are pumping, while Solana, Polkadot, XRP, and Cardano are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The demand and interest in Bitcoin seems to be further fading amongst retail investors, at least according to data from Google Trends. And at the same time, the searches for the upcoming Ethereum merge, which is set to be released in just two more days, has skyrocketed to new all-time highs right before the blockchain's transition to a proof of stake. Now, Google Trend data shows the behavior and interest of retail investors as they tend to inquire about certain investments on the world's largest search engine. The rule of thumb is that when a particular asset is hot, usually meaning its price is soaring, more and more people are looking for it. An example evident amid the bull run in late 2020 and 2021, and when the asset cools off and lacks volatility, the trend naturally changes. This has been the case in the past several months as Bitcoin lost over 50% of its value and then calmed at around the $20,000 mark. Now, the Bitcoin searches worldwide have declined to the lowest levels since December of 2020, just ahead of the bull market. And at the same time, the buy Bitcoin queries have plummeted to levels last seen over 2 years ago. Like, whoa, as you can see here, not looking so great for buy Bitcoin searches currently on Google, but an entirely different story with Ethereum. While retail investors are showing little to no interest in the largest crypto, they seem quite determined to find out more about the second biggest one, and especially the most important event in its history, the merge. How many of you are currently bullish on the merge? Let me know in the comments below. The merge will finalize the network's transition from the energy-intensive proof-of-work consensus mechanism to a proof-of-stake, regarded as more nature-friendly, and the process is almost at its end as Ethereum prepares to complete it, perhaps in the following days. Let's go. And being compared to the Bitcoin halving by some, the merge has had a profound effect on retail as Google searches for Ethereum merge have skyrocketed to new all-time highs. This is somewhat expected given its significance, and despite being regarded as a long-term positive move that should improve the network in several aspects, the billionaire Mark Cuban recently warned that the merge could have a short-term sell the news type of impact. But check out the Google searches for the Ethereum merge, obviously going parabolic, reaching new all-time highs. So there you have it. And me, Calvin, a pop shares here. thank you, Ethereum, nicely following the plan to $2,200. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And before I break down next story of the day, historically accurate on-chain indicator suggesting Bitcoin bottom is in, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above that $1 trillion milestone with $68.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with Bitcoin dominance at 39.1% and the Ether dominance on the climb at 20.4%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have ApeCoin leading the pack up 11%, trading at $5.58, followed by Chili's up almost 8%, trading at 21.6 cents, followed by Compound up 4.5%, trading at $55.88. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green for the altcoins, which I love to see. We got Luna up a whopping 235%, Ravencoin up 73.8%, and Luna Classic up 84%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 26 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 28, last week a 20, and last month a 42 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Closely followed crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen says a historically reliable on-chain indicator is suggesting that the bottom is here or very close for the king crypto. In a new interview with Kitco News, Cohen pulls out Bitcoin supply and profit and loss chart, which shows the percentage Bitcoin coins are giving their hodlers a profit or a loss. The popular analyst says that the supply and profit and loss metric for Bitcoin has historically coincided with long-term tops and bottoms. Cohen also says that if Bitcoin sees another leg down or perhaps a capitulation event, this indicator would strongly suggest that the bottom is in, quoting him here. Some of the charts that I think are the most interesting are things like the supply and profit and loss. One of the interesting things about this chart is that historically, Bitcoin does not bottom until after they cross, until after they cross. They crossed yesterday. For the first time this cycle, they crossed yesterday. You can see a very cyclical pattern here for the Bitcoin supply and profit loss. The bottom occurs after they cross. When it comes up here, that's generally the time where you want to scale out when they are continuing to push to those new all-time highs. So to me, this is an indicator that would suggest that if we did get another leg down, there's a lot of evidence that could be a major bottom. This is one of the indicators that we could look towards, which you can see here on your screen. So there you have it. And to watch this video interview he did with Kitco News entitled, Will Ethereum Merge End the Crypto Winter? Check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin veteran Anthony Pompliano disavows crypto price predictions after incorrect $100,000 Bitcoin price forecast, as well as I share with you a $937,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can follow me all across all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play, and all across social media from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Responding to a recent social media criticism, long-term Bitcoin advocate Anthony Pompliano says Bitcoin showed him that the price predictions are a fool's game. Pompliano, who co-founded investment firm Morgan Creek Digital, recently reviewed backlash from some members of the crypto community for removing Bitcoin from his Twitter bio amid the top crypto assets' current price woes. Pompliano also removed his laser eyes, a symbol of bullishness on Bitcoin, from his Twitter profile picture. And after years of vocally supporting the asset and issuing huge Bitcoin price predictions, as someone pointed out here, laser eyes gone, Bitcoin in bio gone. Pretty soon he'll be tweeting about dividend stocks. However, Pompliano denies that he has changed his mind about the king crypto, quoting him here. The truth is that I haven't changed my mind on anything. Not only do I still have deep conviction in Bitcoin and its future potential, but I also have been buying more Bitcoin, both personally and professionally, over the last few months. While my conviction in Bitcoin is deeper than ever, there are a number of things that have changed, though. The investor knows that Bitcoin will humble anyone, quoting him here. In June 2019, with Bitcoin sitting around $12,000, $1,000, I predicted that the asset would rise to $100,000 within 2.5 years. And rather than the 8x increase, Bitcoin only went up 6x in that time frame. Some people would argue that the difference doesn't matter, but at the end of the day, I was wrong. It was a great reminder that humans can't predict the future, and price predictions are a fool's game. Bitcoin helped to humble me. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Pompliano removing his laser eyes and Bitcoin hashtag from his Twitter and his response to why he did so? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Let's start with Bill Miller, the legendary investor, quoting him here. Bitcoin supply is growing around 2.5% a year and the demand is growing faster than that. You're damn right. So to Miller, this growth in demand will be accompanied by a correspondent hike in the price too, with a target of $100,000 being thrown around by some. In fact, a similar logic was applied by Bloomberg Intelligence when it claimed that the demand and adoption curves point to a projection of $100,000 per Bitcoin by 2025. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these predictions. And talking about adoption, Bitcoin acquiring giants within the game, which are large hodlers, too reiterated the trend. For instance, look at MicroStrategy's latest spree. In a prospectus filed with the SEC on September 9th, the company aims to sell up to $500 million in stocks to fund more Bitcoin purchases, which I covered in great detail in a previous episode. And since 2020, MicroStrategy has purchased about 130,000 Bitcoins worth more than $2 billion using funds raised from stocks and bond offerings. As shared here in the filing, we may use the net proceeds from this offering to purchase additional Bitcoin. You're damn straight. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And according to crypto exchange Changely, Bitcoin's average trading price will be as high as $124,500 in 2025, with the platform claiming it might go as high as $137,000. And fast forwarding into the future, according to Changely, Bitcoin might peak at around $937,000 in 2030, with the crypto trading at an average price of $798,000. Now, what drives these projections? Well, a couple of reasons. For starters, most are optimistic about the value of the crypto scarcity coming into play. And secondly, maximalists envision a future where demand for Bitcoin is endless. And finally, the Bitcoin adoption rising by 113% annually, many believe the same will one day be highlighted by Bitcoin's price. And there are other projections as well. One's even more bullish. According to Parallax Digital's Robert Breedlove, for instance, Bitcoin will hit $12.5 million per coin by 2031. And fast forwarding into the future, 2040, 18 years away, considering Bitcoin isn't even 18 years old yet. According to Telegon, Bitcoin will enjoy an average trading price of $553,000, depending upon the market trend by 2040. And it went on to predict the following. Our maximum price prediction for Bitcoin is $618,500 in 2040. If the market gets bullish, Bitcoin may surge more than our Bitcoin price forecasts in 2040. And needless to say, obviously there's a lot of controversy when it comes to Bitcoin price predictions in the future. But now let's quote Crypto AM's Nirali Patel, who shared the following. We must think about the long-term implications of Bitcoin and proof of work cryptocurrencies. Once mined, this will be the next main store of value, as gold once was. The halving is set to occur in 2024, and this will, by definition, increase the US dollar price of Bitcoin by quite a bit. For this reason, I believe this is the time to buy. Once the halving happens, Bitcoin will be worth at least $100,000. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these bullish price predictions. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin short squeeze is not over as Bitcoin price eyes 17% weekly gains. Also shared that buy Bitcoin searches hit 2-year lows as Ethereum merge queries see all-time highs according to Google Trends, as well as historically accurate on-chain indicator suggests Bitcoin bottom is in, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen, as well as Bitcoin veteran Anthony Pompliano disavows crypto price predictions after incorrect $100,000 Bitcoin price forecast, and also shared with you a $937,000 Bitcoin price prediction by 2030. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. eCoin wrote, Aloha JV. Another great show. Thanks for the content. Weekend starting out pretty good so far. Keeping a pulse on the charts this weekend. Feels like something spicy is brewing. Cheer. Cheers, fam. One love. Our next featured comment comes from Pezza. Let's start by saying that no one can predict where the Bitcoin price is going. I would use common sense to say $18,500 is too good of a bargain for anyone to pass on. I just can't see it going much below that. If it did, surely it would shoot back up straight away. Now we've got the whales and sailor buying. If you buy today, you can beat MicroStrategy to the mark. too good of an opportunity to miss out on. Get some. You got it, fam. BTFD. Buy that freaking dip. And our third and final featured comment comes from Thomas Wrights. Fingers crossed, by the way. Love your videos, especially your haul videos. So there you have it, fam. I appreciate your continued support. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment below. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and do so right now. Hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment right down below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.